Start of interview with Robert Semmence, 11th of February, 1967.
You better be careful when you put your feet up.
I am a window,
yes. Yes, eh?
You're reading out your picture, you know, with all feet up on there. A reading book.
You see, you couldn't recognise what plates the feet were.
No, very large feet. They had nothing on them except just feet.
I don't know whether you see
this room, but anyway, it's a type that I see. It's an enormous foot.
So is it?
No, you can almost see it through that little curtain thing. And you can't hide it. So I think I did, well, I tried to make out, well, you must be sitting quite rather far back, because the foot is generally nearly at the centre of the window.
Yes, that's true. It's because it's tilted right
up. Oh, it's all too beauty, but it was never mind that. I'm telling you, I can talk about it. I haven't no intention of doing so. It's only because you're hurt that I mentioned it to you. Because it's all very interesting.
From my varicose veins.
Hmm?
From my varicose veins.
Varicose veins? I never saw any varicose veins. No, you wouldn't see anything like that, you know. You wouldn't see the mother, big foot. I think it's like that.
Quite often, yeah.
Yes. But I had a good knock-up with my ankles, you know. I had shoulder wounds.
What did you do?
Well, my foot was left leg was dead.
Oh.
I got out of bed in the morning. This was my third. What's happened? Has it gone on?
No, you see, I put it on electricity. The batteries are weak, you see.
He's waiting for some noise to come out.
If you're waiting for a battery, you're going to have to wait for a long time. I suppose you'll leave it to do long before then.
Then
you can buy one.
I must say, somebody has been leaving for years.
Now, when you eventually get to a long meeting, will you go to England? Will you want to have a little bit of his paper?
He has to get kind of a job.
England has very poor prospects in my field.
Well, as a matter of fact, you never know, but one thing that Rory Hancock told me, and he was so right, he didn't know it at the time. He said, you know, you always remind me of a fellow who's never made use of his opportunities. Quite right, I said. By Jove, yes, that next trick is on me. You say, oh, that's my wife, and we'll see how it's that. He's got plenty of eyes, and he'll have to see. But he'll be right.
Well, I think I've heard of anything about Mercantile then, Hancock?
No, it was Planter. It was Planter, VN, all sorts of things. And, but he comes from my Hancock Spirit in Western England.
Do you know a civil servant called Strong?
Strong?
John Strong.
Yes, Strong. Mm. Well, now, it's a funny thing. His name's called Strong, and another one spoke exactly the same. Well, it's called Strachan. Now, there's two totally different families that spoke exactly the same way. But one is pronounced Strachan. Charlie Strachan, of course, as you've probably heard of his. He was next door to me for many years. He came to see me the other day. And I was one of the top members he had to find, because most of my friends had to, so I hadn't written to for a long time. They think we're all always dead.
Yeah.
I said, well, hey, my goodness, you're a long way from being dead. I said, yes, please tell him, Sheldon. And then I'm living on capital. Then I said, oh, who are you? I won't ask long. I said, you're turning me. 50,000 went last year.
How did, you know, for instance, in your planting days, how did, in your planting
yes,
days,
my planting days yes.
How do you get on with the civil servants?
I was the same jobs then. I was the same jobs as then.
Jot.
Jot. J-A-T.
What does that mean?
Jot means a kind of a kind. That is how I'm always surprised that the magnificent English is being spoken out here. Beautiful English. In spite of all these various terms, jot, for instance. Well, jot is used extensively in the tea world as a jot of leaf, a jot of bush. A certain jot of tea, bush, will give you a certain class of tea. There's a China jot, which you'll find on the state Westward Ho. As you go through Westward Ho to New Radio, you'll find a lot of little miniature tea bushes with tiny wee leaves. That is China tea. Now, I'm personally very fond of China tea, although I never grown it. Then you get that word China. Well, it's the same as jot. Kind of tea. The kind way you treat anyone. Oh, it's kind. That means it's nice to the tank. It's kind. A curry of rice can be kind.
And
yes, you know, it's amazing. All those various things and words, and how they get all that, I don't know. I think the whole thing is that we're short of words. But actually we're not, you know, because when you know the how these words are made up, it's so easy to enter the society. And that is, I don't know, is that your job at the... Are you electioneering?
No.
There are so many of you there. I don't think that have jobs that are worth having for your time of life, because if you don't make pay whilst the sun's shining now, well, you're going to have an awful job later on when you've got these educations on. That's been a hard peck, very hard. I know it, I've been through it.
When you said that you were in the same sort of job as civil servants, what do you mean? Because you're from the same social background?
Yes, same social class.
I thought some of the planters...
Are you talking about the European?
Yes.
Yes, right, the same social class.
What about... did that apply to all planters?
No. It applied to all civil servants. Married a chap named Jeffrey. He was civil servant. And you had old Kingsley.
Yes.
Remember him, that poor old fellow?
Yes.
Well, he was a born and bred gentleman, you know. Although he doesn't say things.
But?
Oh, yes. What about me, you know?
Kingsley like that? But that was not
you. In a way. Yes, but that's under the funker with you, please.
But there wouldn't have been many like him, I thought the citizens...
Oh, no, the stand-up. No, they were, well, then you've got first class in that, you see. You've got first class in that. First jot. First class. And they can be demoralized. Like any other human being. And in those days, it was a recommendation from him. Well, that wasn't worth a couple of thousand rupees. Nothing was. What's happened? Accident?
No.
Well,
but what about other planters? I mean, does that mean that between planters there were certain social barriers to some extent?
Yes, there was. I mean, most of the civil servants rather regarded planters as all sorts of things. Now, Stanley, when Stanley was out here, Bandarella Station, the CPRC were then trained to go to Colombo. And so they were dashing around about and they found us in. Quite a story of fame reserved for him and his wife and family. So I'm on to riflemen. Oh, here's a nice face, here's like. So Stan said, oh, thank you, this is the reserve compartment. Oh, is it? Ah, oh, yes, it's the bench, but the upstairs, the worst kind of interest. He said, oh, I'm awfully sorry, so he wasn't then, so I'm terribly sorry about this. They're all excited about going away. Oh, he said, you'd better go in front of us. Oh, I said so. Saluted him well. He had it. That went home to London. And I was one of those who mentioned it in the wards. You? I was one of those who mentioned it in the wards.
How do you? You were present then.
What?
You watched the incident. Did you witness the incident?
Oh yes, I was about there. Mm-hmm. But I was CMR, I was Sloan Mountain Rifles. Mm-hmm. We were only escorts at that time. And I know it did happen. But look here, they want you to forget all this. Mm-hmm. That's the danger of talking to you. Because you see, you might find a short life in the woods or something. I find that a bit more nice than the shoving. Yes, but just shovel. I've always thought they were
alive. So, was there then some sort of conflict between the civil servants and the planters?
There always has been, there always will be, because planting was never considered to be in the same category as the civil servants. And yes. See, you must understand that, and a civil servant in my country, unless it is in the same alma mater, and that's a different matter, but nevertheless, there is that social status. And when you're sent out to various places to be like the Governor General and that sort of thing, well, they are all public school boys, anyhow. And their eyes are the thing.
What sort of job was calling?
Caldecott? He was. I put him in his harness.
A sort of hair fellow where I met
Yes, in a way. Yes, oh yes, he was a gentleman. And all gentlemen are nice to meet. If they know you're an inferior, they'll never look to see who you are. That's a gentleman.
I thought he didn't really interact with some of the high-planning circles. I think partly perhaps because of the political situation. But wasn't he and Lady Caldecott ostracized to some extent?
Yes, I suppose. Well, he wasn't bothered about it.
He wasn't bothered about it?
No. I didn't care who talked. I wasn't worried about him. If you wanted in the civil service, you must keep in with these fellows if you want to go on. It's only a fool who makes a mess of things.
No, I thought the planting sector, if I may use that phrase, felt that he was too much on the political side. And
on the political side, I wouldn't say that so much. It's so much as pandering to their own people.
Calling
them. Find a pander, probably. Remain. Yes, then take that other one that's supposed to have done so much about the Prince Lama. That's Ilan Garatny. Now, Ilan Garatny, I met him.
Mm-hmm.
I met him. I was in the Great Valley. And I was in charge of Great Valley. All the same. And now you are. Out from the round state, check up my watches. And I saw activity in my office in the factory. So I went in there, just had a high night, and my teenagers were engaging. And then several lines of people how are you sitting in my chair for?
Improved. I was dead against him.
And after I'd been out a short time, about 6 months, I was a forester, you see. I mean, I didn't know what the trim founder does. I had one or two steps ahead of it, with many of them.
You were a free forester?
What?
You are a free forester?
I am a forester, born and bred one. Born and bred one. Timber and all that sort of thing. Well, and my grandfather was the Earl of Kingsley's agent. Well, that meant with the young Earl, for instance, there was a pleasant time when he was always being monetary trouble, either in his college or in London. And it said he went to Robert, send me £100. Take that into money. That's what happened in those days.
Yes, that would have been one of the problems. You said you were against this colour business in clubs, but wasn't it very strong in some of the clubs, even here, say, when you first came out?
Oh, for a long, long time. I mean, now that was, he was the first. He was the first allowed to go in there. He was the very first. I don't think they got many of them, but still, he was the first. They would have more now, because they've got rid of most of the Europeans. And the European introduced it to clubs. And I remember speaking on that subject once. I was asked to speak on it for dinner. And I had to put it really in a junction affair. So I said, now, these Eurogens, first and first. I said, you know, we always put our ladies first. And the remarkable thing is that when we see your gentry walking at least 3 paces ahead of his wife when they go anywhere, we don't wonder about it, but we never do it ourselves. We put our ladies first. But I said, don't forget, we have our clubs, and no ladies allowed in there. Listen, that's all right. As we have our clubs. Then, ultimately, our ladies were just as highly educated as us, and they were properly, they took a properly responsible position. Very much so. They were allowed in the clubs then. Only if the club had tennis courts. That was the next step. Beginning. Now, you find them, very few at the time we sort of gave up that club on the Goldface Green. I'm awfully sorry I ever gave up. I have not stayed a night in Colombo since the Colombo Club left the Goldface. They're now some for house, of course. And when I go down to Colombo, I should stay there. But not for long, I hope, because it's hellish expensive. But you see, they are do that sort of thing cheerfully. We go to our club.
Didn't that sort of thing create a gulf between the Europeans and the local people, this exclusive clubs?
Well, not when it originated, because you could invite a person. The most exclusive club out here was the Berlin Club. Well, they wouldn't have a single ear, of course, certainly not a tower in it. They wouldn't have a single ear nor a tower in it. It was a bad club, and it was a very, very, very reunited club. fact, you almost had to have your dope with you. I mean, a woman would have to have her marriage certificate and all that sort of thing. That's running it a bit hard, but nevertheless, you understand, it was kept very, very select. I think it took quite a number. I think it took Doc's little quite a time to get in. And Jonas was some time before he got into it. He was an advocate, you see, before he got into it. Then he was allowed in, and then again he was in the but he was in that. I shall never forget. Until I took this and all the rest is standing in the candy club. I was all around you, should I be all crowded in this thing? Foreign country in the South, yeah. I saved small buckets of hell for you as much as you like. I said, when you're in England, how are you treated? Well, John, yeah, not as long as you were. I don't suppose for a minute you were there 3 years, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you see, I am pleased. Of course, you must admit it did. It did reach, or reach as much as people, to us. The Burghers were very strict. Oh, they were Dutch, you see. They were Dutch. Or Portuguese. Or half an hour. They were sent to us. That's allowed in. Now, it's all rather wonderful, and I'm very pleased to have seen this enormous thing, because now you're a better so few now, because they pushed off. And Estes and mine, somehow they've gone all over the place, and they've, of course, collected much more money than I ever have. Of course, they were well trained. The head man who got in Mauritius was one of my assistants. This was me after 17 years. I taught him everything. I had to undo quite a lot of work. Now, my old chief, John J. Robinson, came over, great medicine shop, 1 hour. Great man. As J.P. Arson, another gentleman. Okay. He was doing one together.
How judicial and fair were the civil servants when it came to issues between the estate and the neighboring village, or say some judicial case? Did you feel that because they knew you, I mean, it happens today in government, if you know somebody who you know, you tend to be even unconsciously partial towards him quite often. Or did you feel that they were always trying to hold the balance? The judges, the GA and AG?
Oh, no, because many of them used to stay with us. And, but the military now, that's very sweet. Sensible things. No, I don't know. They were all right to us, and we were all right to them. We recognized them. We didn't want fair jobs, and they certainly didn't want ours.
Perhaps, no, but I was wondering whether this meant that if there was some sort of issue, say cattle trespass or something like that, if it came to a clash where the AGA had to come and arbitrate, whether he tended to favour the plantation?
Well, I wouldn't like to say that, really, because many of them were still Europeans at that time.
Pardon?
They were still Europeans at that time. And, no, as a matter of fact, I can't imagine such a thing happening on a European one state. But if you get the push in of the one who's come through the back door, son passed it from his son, who couldn't pass his exam and couldn't even learn his arithmetic. And sent out then to his friend, John Smith or something, and he talked to John, and he said, yes, John, and he just done that, and you know, well, you've got a lot of that coming in. You've got a lot of that coming in. Then, previous to that, then you had that powers and things. You had a little piece of land and a mood. Thomas had a little paddy field and a mood. That was sort of, you know. But I don't mind, I know there's one or two exist even now today who played the game. They married their powers in order to legitimize the children. If you've done that, I was speaking to one the other day. I should never see them children. Too long that. Very well, do one in your race, and one just beyond there. Very well situated, quite well off. He's a Welshman, and the other one is Yorkshire. Well, you have the offspring from them sometimes, which makes things a bit awkward. But generally well known, probably very well educated. Well, look at your tobacco company. That's the thing you want to bring in. Not free about there. The tobacco company. You have to retire them. £1,600 a year. And you get damn high salary. I had my time over again. Why you gone for that? But it was the fellow who was in charge of that, who was ahead of that, was an SD in Bandula. He sold investments. And just for sheer fun, he replied to us. And he was asked for an interview. She said, all right. He's a right class. Gentlemen sitting in the past. There's no meaning in the word gentleman. The Pakasal came in and wrote that. And if a person is a son, whether he's been brought up correctly. And he uses the word sir in the right place. You understand how I'm talking about, don't you? Oh, of course you do. And you see now, for instance, your father was a judge, and he was in Batacura. What did he think of Rex's father, for instance, who was a coconut planter there? You don't know. You never tell. I've met several there. Well, they were almost regarded as... They were really crowned heads. Magnificent position. And that should have helped you enormously. Although you're the same family, aren't you? So, my mind should have helped you more. That is where you'll find quality and not quantity. We'll always hold position of, shall we say, superior trust. Because you know where you are. You never know where you are with something that's got all mixed up inside. You never know. I'm in a chap made a scholarship at school. I need those to come. comes back and he speaks like a college boy. And his pals in the town, and they walk out on Sunday afternoon. And he's in the center, and three or four others either side, and they go for their ball. This fellow there, all looking at him. Oh, and pals there, both of them, all from the board school. And he said, "Oh, no, I'm not changed." "The fellow, he's back, you know. I'll tell you, Jack, when you're by ourselves." You see all that? That went down over our cave. But when he got among the hotcakes, he found that was rather surprising in a way. And he found that the true superior way of talking, or pronunciation, should we say, is a matter in words. And if you have the words, no matter what your inflection is, that can go to hell. And you then have to know all sorts of things about manners. So if you say you never heard of it, there's vast things in that. I am speaking now of comfort thoughts. And most of my quotations I know personally. This fellow came from a literary user. His father was a sort of little sort of contractor for painting doors and painting rooms and that sort of thing. And he has a tycoon. And this one boy managed to get a bursary to a grammar school. And then from there, he got another one. And went to college. No, it's a very funny thing. It's an extraordinary thing, and really, actually, I do feel that those boys who've had chances from their parents have a great deal to thank their parents for, which of course they never do. But then you don't want it. What you want, thanks, is something that they've done for themselves and got away with. Thanks for your help. And if they make a full use of it, and they do well, they have sufficient thanks over there. They don't want thanks. They don't want personal thanks. Now, I put 10 to 1. It was 10 to 1, he kept you short of pocket money, but he hadn't got it.
Now, let me see. Your experience in Ceylon dates from
1914?
13,
yes.
1914. Yes, sir. You must have seen quite a span of progress.
You see, the first 3 years of the war, and I met a lot of people there, which taught me a tremendous lot.
Generally
speaking, the planter was all right. I'll tell you what, he had to go through an awful time with us, with the PDs and that. An awful time. And as a PD would tell you damn straight, "Oh, I'll get rid of you tomorrow. You're more valid. You're less valid than me and two of my couriers." He said, "Of course, I had to hear jump and speak their labor. Couldn't keep them."
Well,
hell would not. You couldn't get by that move, I would tell you, all sort of trying to move. You see, think of these numbers.
Yes.
Never used to.
But I thought the 10 years waited.
They were good, but they were on tundresses. And they played now a party, 10, we'll say, relatives. They get together. They know if they go on to a second estate, one of their members will get it and garnish it. You see? And so they leave him. I mean, you can't compel them not to. And, and if your state's very, very hard working and all that sort of thing, well, you get this labor there and they go to the easier places. And they're rushed on over by the hatred gunners. They make money whilst the sun shines.
Yes, What exactly do you mean by the Tundu system?
Tundu system is that you, they come on a Tundu, they come on a chit, and they can't get a job without that chit.
What does the chit say?
Well, the chit is a take on and a pay off, and a pay off. They can't go to another state. They couldn't go to another state. They just had to turn into a country from there. Do you speak town?
No.
No. Oh, what pity. No, they're trading towns in Britain. And you eventually, they can, if they are taking on, regardless of the tumor, you can run that country.
Mm-hmm. But now, didn't the Tundu system, that's funny, yes, if it was like that, that meant that if they were in debt to the Kangani or to the estate, they couldn't leave.
Couldn't leave?
Yes.
Not unless they got, but they aren't taking Kangani, they would pay that debt. I had an experience that I was very lucky, you know, I was very lucky. I paid my own whack money. I had been a master myself before I ever came out. And so I paid my trainer. And whatever he said, I did. He and I was a mistake. He was, of course, he went through on his father.
That's my cost.
Yes, he never paid a premium. I was a premium trainer. I paid my premium. Otherwise they would slack, you see. And If they work there full time, well, they can die. Because it's called fence money. They call it fence money. And, look, I'm not keeping somebody away.
No.
Therefore, you're not worried about that.
No.
You're not deaf either, are you?
No.
Because I'm not inclined in service to talk to deaf people. I'm probably shouting a bit.
Yes.
I speak perfectly plainly. And pull me up if I know if there's something you haven't heard or something. Well, then they would go to him and they would carry on a cut of oil. They would be married. Well, you owe me $3.50 now, $3.50. Yes, but, so, and, Kelly, of course, was blonde the head, you
know.
Kelly, blonde the head, you know. You see, he got his money from them. And so, yes, well, there's none of this, you've married, I'm giving you this because you're married and girls from another state. But don't you let your sisters go and get them, marry a man from another state. Now then, I give you five days back. Now, you're bound to that extent.
So he has to pay back the 5 rupees?
Well, he does, eventually.
But if they're so poor, how can the Kangani get the money back? All the money he lends, he's not certain of getting it back.
In a way he is, because I appreciate your question now. In a way, it is. Because, you see, they can't really leave the estate without their tundu. And their patashit, they call it a patashit. And if he would reduce his gang, well, then he'd reduce his head money. They're going to do. And so his idea, he didn't mind helping the boys to go to another state and pinch on the girls there and bring it back to us next to Buddha.
Mm-hmm. More hate money?
Oh, more hate money. And, but, that boy's probably got two sisters. So he's got to find husbands for them. And you take them to where they don't get them from elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Of course, girls, you see, are very carefully watched. Oh, very carefully watched. They're not allowed to run about the boy. The boy doesn't have a cover on him at all. He's got his little doodle wagging about, the other one and stuff. This doesn't have him, would you? You know, the heart-shaped piece of tin. He's waiting to set rubies and things tied to the bootcase. Over there, little nothing. You see, all those things come into it. And that's why when you get talking about state matters and general matters, things you really want to hear and you don't hear very often, well, it travels ties one's hands if we're in trouble. Couldn't talk to you about our own movies.
Mm.
And tassels.
Well, I was take the coolie now, the normal coolie. He's attached to his gang and his Kangani. He probably borrows money to come across from India, and that's he. Would it be correct to say that he's already in debt to his Kangani before he joins the estate?
Oh, no, not necessarily, I don't think. Because, you see, there is a fund for that. We recruit, and that's what you're pressing us for. We recruit the Indian, well, why the hell do you want the Indian now? We want welfare, it's in the least. It's no use, they will not work. Oh, Johnny, come in, there's nothing to assist us. What on earth have you been gone and done?
Huh?
What on earth have you been gone and done?
Let's go. So I still haven't got the point about the...
No, well, you see, I but I said it quite honestly, if I'm
hedging,
and I have to. I have to hit this up and I suppose you, it's nothing that you should know or ever wish to know or ever will want to know, not really. I mean, of the early past, when the pioneers were out here, where old Mrs. R.K. Clark was the only European woman in three districts. When you must understand that life is different from today's. Men are still men, women are still women. But all Mrs. Arcade Clarkes, and she was a fine one in books.
I'm still wondering how the individual Cody, Mutsusami, Ramasami, how he got so caught up in the Kanwari stories?
Well, because they will induce him to come over from the estate. So this chap would say, well, I'm not going to ask my junior until Tatarana, he was giving 10 pieces. 10 pieces. Oh, yes, sir. How about your brother yours? Oh, your parents should die, but he's
to control these people. Did the Tundu help the Kangani to?
Oh yes, but then you see, we then wiped out all debts. And that came into thousands. We wiped the lot out. Then the state gangs came. I was one of them, but it must have been. I said, now then, those who really want to stay under master, you look in, you come on this side. Those who want to go with the Kangani, so if the Kangani wishes to come to me, he comes on this side. Now, well, you'd be surprised the last number, that debts have been wiped out, Kangani have been recovered. There's nothing to station. Of course, the guy has spiked a bit more onto his accounts than he should have done, well, then that all came into our hands. Well, then, you see, we started to stick. The hidden guy was the dummy. Well, we pay so much for him. But we didn't expect them to pay it back. But if they went elsewhere, the undertaking person had to pay it, the undertaking.
But have some tea.
My dear, I love tea. Now, when I say love, I use a very strong term, as I thoroughly wish to be. Sex. Oh, you love it, I love it.
Put some brandy in.
No, that's what we call for the spoon, is it?
Do you drink milk?
Do you pay for?
Do you take milk?
Very little, if it is a coffee or tea.
Tea.
Very little milk, please, no sugar.
This is all very interesting, as it I don't know anything about it.
I'm not making myself if you pour the tea in first. Now then, how do you do normally? Do you pour the milk in first and the sugar and then the tea?
Both.
That's what's supposed to be done. It's, some people swear by now, these old ladies are old grandmothers and people. Ah, you mustn't do that. And it's got to be poured hot from the kettle which is on the table. It's got to be boiling water.
No.
I think I'm fair enough, certain angles. It wasn't mine. You see, I don't want to bother about that.
Yes, you do with that.
Yeah,
flour. Stir it and see.
Well, if it's good tea, that is one of the tests. Now, I only put that much. I only put this much.
One of these eggs there.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes, that's enough. Now then, tell me.
We don't know anything about tea, you know.
Well, that's fair. I do, I know all that. Now, take it. Is that the pot you always use?
This one, yes.
How much did you put in there?
Two.
But you know, that's quite a lot, you know. And then, did you warm the pot first? That's right, a granite torch of that. And then you put the kettle of boiling, you pour the water in. That's right, that's correct. And you shut it for about 3 minutes.
3 or 4 minutes.
3 or 4 minutes, that's correct.
But I don't know, I don't think it's very good tea.
Right. The tea is often spoiled in the making. Because the tea can't be very long, and you can have it. Where you don't buy it from the caddy, if you do buy it from the caddy, you get slippies.
No,
Where do you get them? Nurse Carries or any other shop?
USO, we got this. University,
They call that to be all right. I don't know. You've got a co-op there or something, have you? Or the tea you have will be packed it. And have you ever heard of taste tea?
No.
Oh, I wish you could, so I was still on the stage. Because, you see, I'd have about 15 cups of various teas and various factors. And I would start with a thick dry tea, but it man, breathe on it. It was Mrs. Alcantara, was her father, but those men were sons. Well, why did they come up? Because the fool of the family generally made a pus. Well, he was too big a fool for even that. So a friend for you, a fool, St. London or somewhere else, Norwich or anywhere else, would follow you right out here. Said, okay, Jack, I'd hang him, I must say, ugly, and I can't do any well. I've tried to get things out of the bank. You see what you're doing? Oh, St. London, yeah. Oh, I've got a lot of jobs over here. I've got five of them, four of them, I've been training now. They're doing jolly well there. Let's have your boy, if he's anything like you, I shall understand. And become quite a big planter. He only got 75 rupees a month, you know. I only got 125 rupees a month when I started. After having paid £12 sterling a month for my board and keeper. Every SD was at least 1,000 rupees. Very few less. Most of them are 2,000. Mills and Congress, they never worry about that. They were all for Europeans. Europeans. Now, when I say European, I mean that as a rather catch thing. We differentiate when they talk in detail. Are you not the Europeans? Well, the European is before you. There's your turn when you were working. So they're both about the same, you see, they come in the same heap to be sorted out in a tea. Well, there are various qualities of tea in that heap. It goes through various machines and shakers. And you'll get your different qualities. Well, we were a different artist, but the majority of the colours you had in the pioneering days. A gentleman started thrown out. They may have gone and done something naughty in the houses. Had lots of maids there, you know. Well, things might happen. And anyway, the naughty boys were something stupid, or they hadn't got any brains, or they hadn't got any this, or had got, their parents and ancestors had instilled into them something good, what they made good. Then, of course, later on, you got the fellow who was sufficiently intelligent to write to the agents and say that my son's expressed a wish that I could be a planter. I don't suppose he knows why, but nevertheless he feels that there's a friend of his who was out there, so as you mentioned, that is. Yes, and he was under Harrison Crossfield, and he was a lawyer's son. And this boy that brought it together more or less, I wondered if you could find him a job or anything. Oh, then he was sent him out. If you said, well, we'll be looking over. But your expense is saying now. Your expense to put him under Andrew superintendent. Your expense to keep him until he's sufficiently qualified to take a job. And for that time, he knew something.